USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Highway Patrol officers say a crash on Highway 33 southwest of Fresno, California, between a Dodge and a Ford pickup collided head-on, killing 9 people. One of them was 28-year-old Daniel Luna, who officers say was driving the Dodge and caused the crash after overcorrecting on the shoulder.
The Dodge veered onto the west dirt shoulder of State Route 33. The driver of the Dodge failed to maintain control of the vehicle and traveled back across the southbound lane, resulting in a head-on collision.
CHP Captain Kevin Clays goes on to say, 8 occupants in Saturday's crash, 7 of the passengers appeared to be juveniles inside the Ford, all of which sustained fatal injuries. On Monday, a British judge will decide if WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be extradited to the United States to face espionage charges for publishing secret U.S. military documents. Assange is currently being held at the maximum security prison in Belmarsh, southeast of London. USA Radio News.
That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
What was the most looked-up word in 2020? The answer might surprise you, and then again, no. USA Radio News' John Clemens has the story.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed. Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
I wonder how many people went to YouTube and looked up how to make toilet paper. As some people call 2020 the new 1929, let's make 2021 a better year. From our family to yours, we are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iran continues their saber rattling. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
An Iranian official issued a threat to President Trump ahead of the one-year anniversary of a drone strike that killed a top Iranian general. Iran's top judicial official said Friday that the president and anyone involved with the strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani would not be safe on Earth. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dave Deptula says the president should take that threat seriously, but in context. He tells Fox News that Iran is still going to act in its own best interests.
Iran's still the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and therefore, it's absolutely imperative that they not be allowed to create nuclear weapons. Bottom line is, yes, the president should take it seriously, but also it needs to be, that threat needs to be put in context, remembering that Iran is going to act in Iran's best interests. We and the president simply needs to be prepared, as he's already stated, to be able to respond to any sort of aggression that Iran commits against either the United States or its partners in the region.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Iran, technically in Western Asia, has a population of just under 82 million. This is the last week for the regular season in the National Football League. Week 17 will feature all teams playing in 16 matchups. Some of the better games will feature the Steelers at the Browns with playoff implications. The Cowboys will be at the Giants. Now, if Dallas wins, the late game between Washington and Philadelphia will decide the NFC East division. USA Radio News.